Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. The Vanderbilt Child and Family Center recently held their fourth annual summer camp fair. There were many participants that came out to share with us about different camps that are in the area. Today I have John Kleiner, who is here as the summer camp director, who will be talking about University School of Nashville. Welcome, John.
Well, thank you, Stacy.
Can you tell us something about the summer camp at University School of Nashville?
Well, sure. Our program is, it's got a wide range of offerings. We have camps for, we hope, a lot of different interests and also age groups. We have programs for kids as young as rising kindergartners all the way up to 12th graders. We have also some adult programs offered as well. But our primary focus is on the kids. And then within that age, that broad age range, we have camps that would meet a variety of interests, whether the child's interested in sports or arts or technology and computers, drama and theater. We just try to have a wide range for our public.
Now, do you just serve the students and population of University School of Nashville?
No, not at all. This is something we want to welcome the whole Nashville community and surrounding areas to come and check out our camps and participate this summer and be a part of this. This is open to the community.
Now, where are the camps held?
Most of them are held right here at our school, which is located on Edge Hill, conveniently right across the street from 21st Avenue, right across the street from Vanderbilt. So we really hope that a lot of the people of Vanderbilt will find our camps convenient and appealing.
Okay. Now, are they full-day programs, half-day programs? What is the schedule like?
A child can be here for a full day. Our schedule is set up where we have morning sessions and afternoon sessions. So we might have a child doing a sports camp in the morning from 8 till 11:30. And then in the afternoon doing something like art or drama or something else from 12:30 to 4. And then we also, this year, for the first time, we're excited about this, that we have a 4 to 5 aftercare hour, because we know some families are going to need, some parents have got to work full day and won't be able to get in earlier, and if they need to have their child here till 5 o'clock, we're going to provide that that aftercare hour in a fun, safe environment for them.
Now, is lunch provided, or do they bring their lunch?
They would bring a sack lunch, but we do have an hour in between those sessions. The morning one ends at 11:30. The afternoon one starts at 12:30. So from 11:30 till 12:30, anybody who's doing a full day here, they've got a supervised lunch period.
Okay. And now, where can they locate the fees for the camps?
Yes. We're online for our registration, and the website is usn.org/summer.
Okay.
And that's accessible to the public. Once you get onto that page, you'll see a list of our camps, what weeks we're running the camps, or, you know, which camps are being run during which particular weeks of our summer program. And then there are two places on there where you can read. There's two big orange buttons. At least the last time I looked, there were these two big orange buttons that say register now. And just click on those, and that'll take you to our registration site.
Now, when do the camps begin?
Our first week of camp is June 7th, and then we've got camps starting that week all the way through to the week of July 19th. They taper off towards the end of that period of camps. So there are only a few the week of July 19th to July 23rd. But June is our probably busiest month. We've got a heavy load during that time.
Okay. And it is still good for people. They can still go on your website now and register to be.
Registration is active now. It will remain active probably, you know, all through the time that we're running the camps. So, you know, we encourage people to get on as soon as possible. Some of these camps will fill up because they have a limit on the number of students that can participate. But I guess there might be the possibility, if you got on there the week before, you might find something for your child.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add about the summer camp at University School of Nashville?
No, just that I'm excited to be able to offer this to people outside of the school, and hope that people take advantage of it, that the word gets around, that we're here. in a downtown location, convenient, offering a wide variety of programs, and that people come and just check us out. And if they have any questions, they can email me.
And what's your email address?
J. Kleiner, and that's K-L-E-I-N-E-R, at usn.org.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Well, thank you, Stacy. I'm happy to be here. I appreciate you taking the time to come talk to me.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.